It's interesting, a few people were talking just recently about the Bodyline series, and I don't know how many of you know about the Bodyline series. It was well before my time too, it was in the late 30s. And there was a great frustration on the part of the Englishmen because they couldn't beat Australia because we had this amazing batsman called Don Bradman. Anyway, so they decided to bowl at the bodies, you know. So as soon as they bowled very quickly at a person's body, you try to get out of the way, and in the process you're likely to nick the ball and put it down the leg side and get caught. And needless to say, they went back with the Ashes 4-1, I think it was. But we weren't at all happy. In fact, it caused quite a lot of difficulties at the time, and there was even talk about us becoming a republic as a result of it. But one newspaper said this, and it's a quite famous quote for those of you who follow cricket. There are two teams out there, but only one of them is playing cricket. In other words, what he was saying is that they've so distorted the spirit of the game that what they are doing no longer resembles the game that we call cricket. They are playing a different game, a game of their own. And that, of course, is what happens when you don't play a game according to the rules, when you don't play fair. Running up playing soccer and you're booting away and then you get a bit frustrated, you pick up the ball and you go and score a try. You've actually changed the nature of the game. Now, there's a big battle going on in the world as well. There's a real struggle raging by human beings to gain dominance over our fallen nature. Now, one of the things we have to understand, it's not only Christians who struggle with the fallen nature of man. Non-believers generally do as well. We don't like what we are, and we're struggling to gain dominance over it. And Paul describes that as a battle between the flesh and the spirit, or in the NIV translation, the sinful nature and the spirit. And the reason that we don't like it as human beings is that the acts that come out of that, the kind of work that comes out of that fallen nature, is described there. He says the acts of the sinful nature, or the acts of the flesh, if you use the older translation, are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. Now, what's important for us to understand here, we sometimes demonise the non-believer thinking that he really loves this sort of stuff. And I guess there are some who get into that. But generally speaking, the serious human being doesn't love it. And that's why people like Dr. Phil and Opera and our local psychiatrist and the lawmakers are making lots of money. We are paying them and making them famous because